Everyone say process. There's something very important. It's called cooperation. Without cooperation, there is no advancement. What a time and season we are in. You know, I mean, you can look around the world and go, my God, what happened? Place is a mess. We got morons running countries, demonized individuals. Disney used to be a fun place for kids. Now they're taking them. It's incredible what's going on. It's incredible. I see these commercials and all this stuff. I mean, you get on YouTube and it's like pervert tube. Movies that used to be, you know. My wife and I are watching this story. It was started off good. It's called Virgin River. Now it's Harlot River. It's like incredible. Of everything, how it starts nice. You think, wow, finally a wholesome, you know, not perverse thing. They blow it. Two women kissing. Two guys in the same bed. Everybody fornicating. That's not what God called. Amen. That's why this place is shaking and awakening. You know, there's something very important to bring to note to up front. Because even though that the abortion law has been nullified, they want to turn it over to the states. And some of these states that are demonized run are going to put back abortion, and it's going to bring damage to this country again. Because, see, God had judgment on this country for all of those years because they promoted abortion. 50 years of judgment. And then then that's why he got allowed Obama in place to really take us down. See, their plan was 16 years, Obama 8 years, and Clinton for 8 years. They didn't expect Trump to win because they couldn't get enough votes into the machines and cheat him. He outvoted them because God outvoted them. Why? Because people began to repent. Anybody didn't repent when Obama was office, boy, they know. They're deceived. They didn't know that those that repented knew that this was God's judgment to this country. And many people got taken captive. And many people are still taken captive right now and don't even realize it. They're still under the care of Obama. Spiritually. Amen? So there's something important that we got to pray against this, because if these states allow abortion again, this country's going to divide continuously. It won't recover. So it's up to the body of Christ to constantly remove these people spiritually. Those demons got to leave those people so that they can wake up and get convicted and turn their hearts to the Lord. Amen? In Matthew 25, verse 1, let's speak it together. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And we've heard this many times. We know that these virgins were believers, because you can't be a virgin without being cleansed by the blood. Amen. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their lamp, in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered and said, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." See, you can't buy somebody else's oil. Amen. And the purchase of oil is called worship. Worship is how you purchase oil. Now, there's a couple things I want to share about this, but we'll get to it. Verse 10. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him into the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." See, they thought they had relationship. They thought they had relationship by their works. by going to being a good employee, being a good mother, being a good father, feeding and clothing and sheltering. But the relationship was not personal. It was not personal. There wasn't a constant area of conviction. There wasn't a constant area of self-judgment of your own heart. Amen? And so afterwards, the other virgins also came saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. See, the oil keeps the lamp lit. Amen? Praise drives out the enemy, and worship releases the oil of his presence. It's the oil of his presence. So that's why the Lord says, forsake not to assemble. Why? So we can constantly maintain the oil. Now, there are requirements. Psalm 15. Psalm 15. Requirements. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle in your presence, and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who what? Walks uprightly. These are requirements. And works righteousness. And speaks the truth where? In his heart. In other words, he's exposing himself all the time. He who does not backbite with his tongue. Oh, your tongue can be the most unruly thing. Some people need to tie their tongue in a bow. At least it'll look nice. Amen. Nor does evil to his neighbor. Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. In whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. Reverence, honor, and respect. He who swears to his own hurt and doesn't change, no matter what's going on, won't change. Doesn't alter course. Maintains it. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be what? Moved out of position. These are requirements to receive oil of his presence. Again, now, many people don't realize that their worship is being rejected. Remember, Cain's worship was rejected, wasn't it? His offering was rejected. People's worship is being rejected. Why? Because they're not falling in line with the requirements. So you can go to church and worship all you want. But the true reality is your heart is still not right with God. Does everybody understand that? See, when you come to a place of crossover, oil is released. What does oil do? It starts the fire. It lights the fire. That song we say, Lord, light my fire. Amen? What is fire? The fire is power. The fire is what? Power. Without the fire of God in your life, you got no power. You can pray in tongues, you can do everything else and come and worship and dance, but you ain't got no power to overcome. You live under a place of what we call lust. That's an overwhelming desire. For everything else but God's presence. It's living under satanic torment. Because a person lives under satanic torment all the time. The only thing that they try to free themselves from is this torment. And they either spend more money, they go to places, they have more relationships, they do all kinds of stuff, they work more, they do all kinds. Why? To sustain the lack of fulfillment of his presence. And this is a great deception. People are deceived. Why? Because they're not carrying the oil. It's the oil that lights the fire. It supplies the fire. If the fire is the power. Without the power of God, you're nothing. I don't care how much you can quote. I don't care if you can memorize the Bible. You can't overcome. And your words are not backed by power. They're backed by yourself. Does everybody understand that? So people... God rejects their worship. Doesn't the Bible say that the Lord rejects the what? Proud. So is he going to accept the worship from a pride person if they haven't repented yet? No way. He's telling everybody to get back in line. You know, that's everybody's problem. What's your problem? Well, this person did this to me. That person did that to me. I didn't do this or this. Whatever. I lost my job. Whatever it is. The problem is lack of God's presence. That's the answer to everything. Amen? That's the answer to everything. And why is there a lack of God's presence? Because there ain't no oil there. There's no fire. But I love the Lord. Those virgins love the Lord. Remember, five came and said, and he said, man, I don't know you. Why? You practice lawlessness. You haven't crossed over and gotten the oil because you haven't sought me with all of your heart. You're still carrying the world in your heart. You're living in the external reality, not the eternal. Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin what? Willfully. You know what willful sin is? You know I shouldn't do this. That's willful sin. You know, I know it's really not right, but you know, it's not, that's willful sin. Does somebody get that? See, people, the enemy compromises everything. But then he stands before the Lord and accuses you. He sets up a compromise and then accuses you for sin. And then it ties the hands of God. And he can't do anything until you repent. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice of sins. Now, some people just don't get this. In other words, you're not covered no more. If you willfully sin, you're no longer covered. Does it mean God doesn't love you? No. It means the open door to the enemy is much wider now. Amen. Now he's got access to you. But a certain fearful expectation of what? Judgment. Remember, God convicts, right? He chastens, and then he judges before his wrath. So there's conviction. Amen. Chastening, and then judgment. And if you reject the first two, then you get to the judgment. If you reject all three, you're in trouble. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? I mean, what can we say? It's like, man, there's no oil, no reverence. Everything's about self. They're living in an external reality and an internal reality, not eternal. Because the oil is the only thing that allows you to live eternal reality. That's God's presence. And the oil brings what? Power, brings fire. And you don't get the oil without crossing over. That's when he says, seek me with all of your heart. Like I said, many people come and worship, they praise, they do all this stuff, and they're not really getting the oil. They get touched, but not filled. Why? Because you get the oil by crossing over. Is everybody okay? All right, let's go a little bit further. Verse 30. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you have compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods. knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession in your, for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Now, check this out. Willful choices that grieve the Holy Spirit block the flow of the oil. So, what do you get? Blocks the flow of the oil. You need repentance and getting repositioned, which is required, to complete the acquired assignment that God has given us. See, God gives us assignments all the time. Every day, there's an assignment that's got to be completed. Something that you started weeks ago, there could be multiple assignments. I mean, multiple assignments. And God is saying, complete these assignments. And as you complete the assignments, I release my promise. But so many people haven't completed the assignments. One of the assignments is to get back in position. Get filled with the oil. Cut loose of the world. Cut loose of the lust. Cut loose of the worldly attractions. Cut loose of yourself. Amen? It is required to complete the assignment so that of a refreshing of oil. That's the promise. I will refresh you with fresh oil. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more. In other words, submit more and more. Learn more and more. Deny yourself more and more. Just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. Here we go. Your what? Sanctification. Yes. Your separation unto Him. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Sanctification and honor, separated from those things that are offensive to the Lord or that will grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen? Does everybody see that? For this is the will of God for your sanctification. Amen. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, and not in what? Passion of lust, living under satanic torment. And I see that in a lot of families these days. They're all busy buying, looking for fulfillment. Buy. Now, I know this is the holidays, you know, but some people are way overboard. You know. People are going in debt to get something for their own fulfillment. I know it's wrong. You know, maybe it's, you know, listen, if you got to think about it, it's wrong. Not in passion of lust. These people, these families live under satanic torment. They've got to do something for fulfillment. Like the Gentiles who do not know what? They're acting like they don't know God. These are believers. Why? No oil. No oil. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testify. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us the Holy Spirit. Wow. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. In other words, respect one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you be increased more and more and more, and that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own beeswax, and to work with your own hands, as we command you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside. Outside what? Outside of the kingdom. And that you may lack nothing. Nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack nothing. Amen. Sanctification and love. That's what he's asking for. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Therefore, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Listen, in the crossover and worship, the oil is released. That's why we're to seek Him with all of our heart. That's why you get the oil of gladness. A joyful heart is what? Good medicine. That's why we should be joyful, not miserable. If somebody's miserable, they need to go swimming in oil. Hallelujah. Seek awe with all of your heart. Oil of gladness. What does oil do? It brings the fire. It brings light. Lights the fire of power. Everyone say, lights the fire of power. To overcome. Yes. What are you overcoming? The inner, the internal, and the external reality. The internal and external reality. What? That brings you a false perspective of things. It's a different world. While rejecting internal, because when you have when the oil and the fire is there, the external reality will assist you to reject those two other realities that are deceptive. Amen? So we need to maintain a high level of the oil, which will maintain your identity. You may say you know who you are, but you're not cooperating with who you are. There's a difference. You know, when you're filled with the oil, you got to be careful. Any spark will fire you up, man. Amen. We become Holy Ghost arsonists. Wherever we go, we leave a footprint of oil. Not a footprint of lust. Hallelujah. Psalm 92 is just for me and you. Verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. What's praise do? Pushes the enemy back. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings. How many fingers you got? Good. On the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. That's one accord, okay? For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Oh, Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor a fool. Understanding this, they can't understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. Oh, man, are the wicked prospering? Yeah, big time. They're coming. They're like everywhere. I mean, they're just giving. They're printing their own money and putting it in their own account. You and I did that, we'd be going to prison. But they're rising up to be exposed and destroyed. Does everybody understand that? But you, O Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been what? Anointed with what? Fresh oil. Did you understand? Look at, he started with praise. He crossed over. What happened? Fresh oil. Fresh oil for what? Battle. My eyes also have seen my desire on my enemies. Why? He crossed over. He's got fresh oil. The fire of God is there. Now he's got power. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. Man, he saw the power of the God Almighty to destroy his enemies. Like the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Hello? Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Wow. Shall what? Flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. Yes. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Fresh oil for battle. Amen. Fresh oil for battle. Oh, yes, don't fall into the play of deception. The voice of lustifarians. It's a tribe of lusters, not clusters. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5. For the living know what? That they're going to die. But the dead know nothing. And they have no more reward. For the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, their hatred, and their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil. Woo-hoo. Live joyfully with the wife from whom you love all the days of your vain life. Let me tell you, Solomon was struggling. Which he has given you. How many wives did he have? He had, what, 400 wives or 600 wives? 400 porcupines or whatever, concubines? That boy was busy. No wonder he ran out of oil. He couldn't get enough. Hallelujah. Yes, he has given you under the sun. All your days are vanity, for that is your portion of in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Again, Solomon was in despair because of the lack of oil. Does somebody get it? I mean, that guy had it all, didn't he? Amen? He had everything. Everything he wanted, he had. But he lacked oil. Why? What had happened to him? He didn't maintain the requirements. He started marrying and worshiping and building altars for all of these women and everything else. He was building idols. He became an idol. And he lacked the main thing. That was the worship of the Lord. Getting in God's presence. He lacked oil. Hallelujah. Revelation 3 verse 14. To the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, we talked about that before. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are what? Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me what? What is the gold refined in the fire? Oil. What's the color of the oil? Gold. Does everybody get it? He's requiring me, saying, I want you to go buy the oil, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. What does he mean by the shame of your nakedness? You know, the intents of your heart. I counsel you to buy from me oil. And how are we going to buy oil? Worship. Worship. Are there requirements to receive oil? Yes. Yes. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him and he with me. And to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his. He who has an ear, let him hear, not just listen, what the Spirit says to the churches. Wow, buy oil. See, much of the body is in a lukewarm state of being. Even though there's worship services going on and everything else, they're still in a state of lukewarmness. Why? Because they're not fulfilling the requirements. They're still touching the external reality world, the emotional world, the internal reality, and not full blown out in the eternal reality. Amen. So they're touching that internal reality of emotion. They're still living by how they feel. Everything's about how they feel. That brings false reality. We live by faith, not by how we feel. But you don't know how I feel, and I don't care. Get rid of it. Walk away from it. Come out of the puddle of affliction and step into the eternal reality of God Almighty. Step over. Get filled. Get on fire again. Come out of the lukewarm state of being. See, lukewarmness keeps people in the internal and external reality, not the eternal. What does the fire bring? Heat. Did you ever hear somebody get in touch with the Lord? What happens to them? They felt heat. Why? Because that's the fire of power. Woohoo! I remember me and Mom one time went to this woman's house, and she had all these people. It was kind of like a meeting. We went there to check it out, and she comes up, and she goes, oh, do you feel the anointing of the heat? I said, the only thing I feel is heat in here because AC ain't on. And this place must have been 90 degrees. And I kept putting my hand up to the vent, going, man, where's the stinking AC in here? I said, come on, Mom, let's get out of here. I didn't need any deal with any granolas, nutty and fruity. I want the real presence of God. I don't want the fake presence. I don't need somebody else to bring me the presence. I need him to bring me the presence. I have to purchase that presence. It's my responsibility, nobody else's. Nobody else's. Amen? Our responsibility. And until people step up and take that responsibility and fulfill the requirements, cross over, get that oil, and be on fire, they're not going to walk in the power of Christ. They'll be easily deceived into the internal and external reality and miss the eternal reality and not realize it until they go home. Oh, boy. You mean that was for me, Lord? Yep, it was all for you. You blew it. Hallelujah. Matthew 3:11, please. John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize with water unto what? Repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit in what? Fire. Fire. Amen? So it's our responsibility to maintain that oil by crossing over and fulfilling the requirements so that we can walk in the power. Listen, we want to resist all the things of the enemy, not just some of them. Amen? So John was telling them, look, Jesus is going to come and he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And when Jesus comes, he tells them, he directs them. In Acts 1, chapter 4, Acts 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. You know what? Many people didn't. There was 400 or 500 disciples there, and only 120 of them did what he asked. But wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly will baptize with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't have it here, but he in fire not many days from now. Therefore, when they came together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? God wasn't there to restore Israel. It was to bring them power to overcome. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive what? What's verse 8 say? Power. Well, what is the power? It's the fire. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, the shepherd of the flock. That means you follow him. I shall not what? Want or lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they shall comfort me. Now check this out. When you cross over, this is a promise. He says, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. It says, he will anoint your head with oil. And my cup runs over. Does everybody get it? This is what happens. Why? Because he prepares the table before your enemies because he's going to anoint you with fire, with the oil, so you can kick butt. So you can overcome any temptation. So you can overcome the desires and passions and all the inflictions, what most of them are self-inflicted. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. In Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Fear not, O lamb, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and what? Oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts and consuming locusts, the chewing locusts, my great army which I send among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and maidservants I will pour out my spirit in those days. Is that happening? Yeah. And I'm going to close at Isaiah 60, 1 through 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. You shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. This is already started. It's already started. Amen? So we want to fulfill the requirements. Why? Because we must maintain the oil to maintain the fire of power. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Hallelujah. We ask that you protect the seed that's been imparted so that we may fulfill the requirements of fresh oil and fire, that we may have power to overcome the enemies and walk in the eternal reality for your glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.